With KUT News in Austin, I'm Jennifer Staten. Early voting continues through tomorrow for party primary runoff elections in Texas. Among those on the ballot, the Democratic runoff for the candidate for Congressional District 21. That candidate will face a Republican to replace retiring Congressmember Lamar Smith. Here to talk more about the Democratic runoff is KUT's Ashley Lopez. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, good morning.
So, first of all, who is on the ballot in the Democratic primary runoff to run in Congressional District 21?
Okay, so we have Mary Wilson. She won, surprisingly, she came in first during the primary earlier this year, which surprised a lot of people because she was largely expected to come in last. She had the least amount of money, name recognition, and I guess like early polling showed that she wasn't pulling ahead, but she had won. She beat Joseph Kopser, who came in second, and that's who she's facing in the runoff. She won by about 1,000 votes, which stunned a lot of people.
How did she pull that off?
You know, it's hard to say. She is the only woman who's running, you know, on either, like on both runoffs for the Republican and the Democratic runoff elections. And so, and there seems to be like a lot of interest in women running for office right now. So that could be it. You know, there's also, Kopser is also kind of seen as a more centrist candidate. And Mary Jo Wilson is running a little more liberal. She's a pastor. She's gay. She worked in education. And she's just like really owns the liberal moniker a lot more than maybe Kopser does, who's a veteran. By the way, he's a veteran and he also works in tech startups here. So, you know, who knows? It's hard to say.
So whether the Democratic candidate is the more liberal of the two or the more centrist of the two, the seat has been held by Lamar Smith for a long time. The boundaries have been redrawn from time to time. But does the Democratic candidate, whoever that is, have a chance going forward?
We don't know what November is going to look like. A lot of people are expecting a blue wave. That could or could not happen. That means, like, you know, there's just a lot more interest in Democrats right now because they're kind of the underdogs right now. But that, as you mentioned, that is not an easy district. It's, you know, like a lot of districts in Texas, they're gerrymandered. And so this district, you know, has a little bit of San Antonio. It snakes north and kind of west in like the Hill Country area, a little like, and that's really conservative. And then it touches a little bit in like North Austin. You know, it's kind of tough to know what that's going to look like. But, for years, it has been held by a Republican. So that's not, you know, it's not going to be easy for Democrats. But also, who knows?
KUT's Ashley Lopez. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
Early voting ends tomorrow in the primary runoff elections. Election day is next Tuesday. You can find more information at KUT.org.